B-Pod Studios.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays. It's time now for the Bring It Live, brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751. Now, bring the heat.
E-A-T-L-E-S, Eagles!
All right, it is time for Bring the Heat. 610-771-9751. Leave your messages there. I'm assuming the line was humming last night. So let's get right to the business, Andrew.
Nelly, if I may suggest, look up Fred Biletnikoff in the White Pages. Fred Biletnikoff. And look him up and have him send you a load of stick'em. A case of stick'em. Can't drop that, bro. The big cat. Come on.
On Fred Biletnikoff. How about that? Spell Biletnikoff.
The problem is his hands are like snowshoes.
Like the tennis rackets?
They are the if you look at the hands, my Uncle Carmen used to call it pizza board hands.
Yeah.
He does. You know, if the ball is a floater, like a Foles floater, He's great. But if it's got a zip on it, he ain't catching it.
Yeah, that's the shame about that one last night. Is Wentz could have walked up next to him and placed it in his hand.
That was a perfect. I mean, it was perfect.
I mean, how about the throw, right?
It was perfect. It was a dying throw. Come on, man.
What a killer.
Come on. Catch the ball.
If the Eagles do not run the football and get better at running the football, they will not make the playoffs. I guarantee you. I'll put that up against anything you say, the pass setting up the run. I disagree. You have to run the football to keep the defense honest and have a balanced offense.
Yeah, you can say what you want, 1932 football.
Yeah.
But, if DeSean Jackson and Alshon Jeffrey are in the game, what do you think? Then you can run it a lot easier. You're not running the ball. I love the other argument I'm hearing. Ah, look what happened to Vikings. Well, if Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs are out of that game,
they ain't running it like that.
Now how much easier is it to stop it?
They ain't passing.
It's a part of the thing. It's easy to say establish the run when you're not getting anything on the run. Now, if you want to argue and say that you should have been more Howard and less Sanders, I feel you. I'm with you. But this whole idea of, you got to run. Go ahead. Try to run it against an overload. Yeah. Go ahead. See if you can get anything against an overload.
And with the rules nowadays, it's like silly to just run.
But it's, again, who's on the field with dictates? Like, you don't think Doug wants it? You don't think Carson would be checking the runs, be loving to run the football if he wasn't staring at a crowded box?
Can you imagine if this team actually played four quarters? Come on, Nelson, catch the ball. Sproles, catch the ball, man. That's why we got the boys. Let's go. Play four quarters, can't be stopped.
They got to get off to better starts. So this week was a very weird circumstance.
But Doug's script needs to be better, too. That's true.
Absolutely. It does need to be better. Now, this week, can we tell the players this week that instead of the game starting at 1, that it actually starts at noon? You know what I mean? Like, let's have it ready at noon today, guys. We'll get going at noon instead of 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
You got over 2 minutes to win the game. Game is yours. Defense showed up. Short tackles were okay. 9 consecutive passing plays. I don't get it. Then Zach Ertz misses the first down by half a yard. You don't think between the 3,000 running backs we have, we could have gained a half a yard on one of those plays? No running plays? We beat ourselves.
No. You're looking at it wrong. You can't look at it because you gained 9.5 yards on the last play of the game that you should have ran the ball in that spot. Come on, bro.
Come on. Then what, are you going to get 7?
Seriously. There's like some certain things. Like, I get what you will, you know, all the run stuff. You're not running the ball. No, he's talking about before fourth down.
Oh.
He's trying to go backwards front. Like,
yeah.
Look, They got 9.5 yards. Why didn't you run it one of those downs?
So you could have got 3 yards
That's
on a run and now you have to go 7.
Nah, dude, it don't work that way, man. Come on, bro.
This game's making people crazy. What's next?
Nelson Aguilar f***ing sucks. That dude can't catch a f***ing cold in January. Okay, this dude last week was talking about how he can't. Oh my god, I can't do it. I can't do it. I'm done with him. I'm so done with Nelson Aguilar complaining that he wasn't getting enough touches last week.
Well, we don't know that he complained.
Yeah, I don't think he complained. Right. I mean, I'll be honest with you. Listen, I would love to. You know how I feel. I've never been a fan. I've always tried to like him, right? And I tell you, he's a guy that I think cares and plays hard, but he's not good. How many times I ask you the question, Andrew, what does he do well?
Good spirit in the locker room.
Right.
Oh, is that it? Yes.
I need more.
He's good at getting open when Deshaun and Alshon and Ertz are on the field.
I mean, Allie gives you good spirit in the locker room. I mean, you got to give me something else.
Yeah, I need a guy that can catch that pass. That Wentz dropped in perfectly for him.
I need a slot guy to find space. Sit down in space. Right?
I just saw Walt Anderson make the worst call I've ever seen. Why does this keep happening? The guy blows the whistle dead.
Yeah,
what you can see clear live is a sack fumble. And they get a touchdown wiped off the board. I mean, NFL, are you going to step in and make appropriate changes? Are you going to get real refs in there? This is the greatest league in the world. Your refs are horrible.
It's a great call, man. It's true. Terrible.
Well, look.
How does that happen? Did the Saints again? That's horrible.
And it just happens repeatedly. I think it's just the ref's response is to just blow the whistle. Because they believe what they saw.
That's terrible.
Yeah, but you just let it go. Let the play go, and then if it needs to be reviewed, it's reviewed.
And they didn't blow it until he ran 20, 30 yards.
No, that's what doesn't make any sense. Look, I don't feel bad for the Saints people. They deserve it because they still haven't stopped complaining about last year. And that was a bad call last year, a bad missed call, but they still could have won the football game. And they didn't.
And then he makes that ridiculous throw right before his knee hits the ground. But there's, like, the one side of it, he's playing great to keep us in the game. The other side of it is he looks like he's going to get hurt every single time. Like, I don't know what to do, but I'm scared for the guy. And if he gets hurt, our season's over. I need a little therapy. Help me out, guys.
Yeah, no, I hear you. It's scary sometimes when you look at how the volume it hits. And he's... It's in his DNA to play hero, right? So it's in his DNA to try to escape.
You saw yesterday.
I mean, that's what he's going to do. And, yeah, it is scary. It's scary how many hits, you know. I mean, that shot to the ribs. Like, here's the thing. Jeff McClain asked a question at the news conference today, and he said, is Carson going to practice? And Doug gave you the car. Why not? Carson's going to practice. And the reason why Jeff McClain asked that question is he took a blast. Would it shock you if, you know, something was revealed on an MRI or there was certainly some residual soreness? And he took a bop.
Yeah, and you know, they must have given him an MRI based on just that shot alone. Just to look and make sure everything is intact, right?
He took a beat.
That's the thing that disturbs me about the game the most, Ant. It's not that they lost the game. It's that the injuries that they suffered were to two wide receivers and a tight end. The offensive line was intact, and they were horrible. And I don't know what you can do about Seumalo, who Pro Football Focus, as you said, rated him as the worst offensive line performance since they started measuring.
Yeah, that's not good because, it's pressure up the middle. I told you about that before. If you're going to attack them, that's where it's coming from.
Yeah.
See, he was terrible yesterday. Oh.
Well, you got no depth there. You got to put Vitae in over there?
Yeah.
Because Pryor's out. He's his backup, Matt Pryor. Nate Herbig is out. Mylott is still listed as out. And, Vitae's the only guy available.
No, he was terrible, man.
And he's your right guard backup, but so you're going to have to move him to left guard. Because you can't keep trotting Seumalo out there playing like that. This quarterback's worth too much. Man, that was ridiculous. Yeah, it was a matador.
Sure.
Kelsey's trying to help him, but how much can you do?
Kelsey's a great player.
He is. Great Eagle.
He's a great player.
Yeah. That's Bring the Heat brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Is your air conditioner keeping your house cool in the end of summer heat? Visit AmericanStandardAir.com. Find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you. Hit the line tonight, 610-771-9751. Leave your messages there. You said earlier in the show, Anthony, that you can spell fourth place with a PH.
Yes.
The Phil's now in fourth place.
Listen, I had to bring it up. In passing. Fourth place.
Fourth place Phillies. It's got a crappy ring to it, doesn't it? But half the game behind the Mets now.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. The wild card.
So hopefully that'll be the last time it's brought up. Well, are you in yet? Are you back in?
Four and a half out. It's over, Johnny.
Right.
I mean, it's over. How many games do they have left? 14?
14.
Yeah, it's over. Yeah, won't see them no more.
That's bad.
I wonder how many people actually watch Sunday. Like, I was all Giants, Bills, and Cowboys, Redskins.
Yeah, well, I mean,
I didn't check in once.
Of course not.
Why would you?
Why would you is right. You're not.
I mean, there's people at the stadium.
Well, you know, tonight, that's different.
A lot of those tickets are bought in person.
At home, like, you know, if you know the Eagles are playing at night, and you want to go, it's a beautiful day, go hang at the ballpark.
Yeah, it was gorgeous.
I get that. Well, you get that.
Yeah, it's still a great ballpark to go to. And it was the Red Sox are in town, you know, got that whole thing going on. So
yeah, I mean, you know, that's why. But
most of those were Red Sox.
Nobody should have watched on TV.
But this way, there should have been more people watching at the ballpark than watching on television.
The point.
Yeah, that's a good point. You're absolutely right. I tried to watch a little bit of it, but I just couldn't.
You did?
I turned it on and I just couldn't. I couldn't.
Put it this way.
I can't. The side by side comparison's a killer.
I forgot they were playing. Like, I knew they were playing somewhere in my subconscious, but it didn't dawn on me to even check in. Well, Saturday, I checked in on the score to see if they were going to, you know, it was Nola pitching Saturday night, and I checked in and see, well, let's see what they do against the Red Sox. And the minute they lost the Nola game 2-1, you knew that yesterday was done.
Yeah. I tried to check in Saturday. I was a little botched, though. I took a little spill Saturday night.
Yeah.
I fell off the bench. Like, there's a riser behind the bench.
God bless you, man. That is a nasty.
I went to step on the partition between the penalty box and the...
So you got cut, too.
Yeah, and it wasn't even exposed skin. It was through my jacket. It didn't even rip a hole in my jacket.
Wow.
Yeah. I took a spill. I couldn't brace myself at all. Fell about 5 feet. Spinning and just crushed my hip and my back. And I got a bruise on there. It looks like a rainbow right now. We'll tweet out a picture of it. All right? Sure everybody wants to see it.
I took a spill off the bench in the middle of the game. Yeah, it's not pretty.
In the middle of the game. They're out there playing.
LeBron's father gets out in the middle of the game and hugs. You come out in the middle of the game falling your ass.
I'm laying on the floor of the bench with my head against the door and my feet up on the bench backwards.
You should know better.
I'm never on the bench. I always played. I don't know how to handle the bench.
You coach.
Apparently not. Oh, it was unbelievable. 610-632-0975. But needless to say, I'm playing hurt today. And I'll play hurt tonight. Preseason action tonight, Ant. Boys are back. Oh, suits in the car.
Come on. Yeah.
I got the nice suit in the car.
No way.
Yeah. I got the dress socks on. Look at the socks.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
How could they... How could there be hockey tonight?
Yeah.
Like, you know, last night during the telecast, there was a lot of commercials.
Hockey, NHL, yeah.
NHL's coming back, and hockey's back, and, you know, but it's like, dude, it's too early. It's just...
It's 85 degrees.
Sweet, too. Yeah, it's going to be 90 this week.
Yeah.
That's just too early. Come on, man.
Yeah. I'm not ready to go either, but...
No.
And I hate preseason.
And preseason hockey is that's worse than preseason football.
The only preseason that's semi-decent to me is NBA for like two games.
Yeah. Spring training baseball is all right for a couple days.
Yeah. That goes on for 6 weeks.
That's way too long. But like the first week,
Yeah.
You know, just playing game, you know, you see the palm trees.
And then you want to be down there and smell the grass. Know,
that's cool. But after a while, that's dreadful.
Yeah.
But preseason hockey, ugh.
Yeah. Let's go to Nick in Collegeville on the Fnatic. Hey, Nick.
Gentlemen, how you guys doing, man?
Nicky.
First of all, you guys sent me to bed happy Saturday night, okay? Because you know, you have to listen to the show, and you have to listen to it, like, really carefully. So you had a caller call up and say, Temple has the best DBs, you know, basically in the conference, maybe in America.
I said they had the best DBs in the conference.
In the conference. So yeah. I said, all right. You know, I said, you know what? I'm going to get crazy. And I took Temple with a giving up 2.5 fouls because I'm like, I think they're going to win outright. So why play the money line when you can, you know, and sure enough, they took care of that. And you said, go against our buddy, Chip. Take Oklahoma. Uh-huh. And you loved UCF. They said they got a lot of talent and speed. So you guys sent me to bed happy. I mean, I watched Kelly get crushed.
Oh, good.
Right.
That's awesome.
So, look, yesterday was frustrating. Look, there's 17 different plays that could have won that game, but I'm not even going to focus on any of them. Because like you said, like you guys have been saying, the positive is you went into that game plan. You went first 15 scripted where you had three of your top five targets, okay, Dallas, Deshaun, and the other wide receiver. Three out of five guys weren't on the field. So how is Wentz, Carson, and Doug going to run that offense in the first half when they're scrambling to figure out, you know, what number is going to be in what slot, because that's not how it was drawn up. Look, you always have a plan B and a plan C. You come in with plan A, right? You implement the game plan, you go, if this doesn't work, this is our first adjustment. If that doesn't work, here's our second adjustment. But what you can never adjust for is all your targets being out and on silent.
Yeah. And none of those replacements, Nick?
Yeah.
Practiced, you know, week with the ones.
Right, because
sort of thing of Whiteside's running, not cutting off routes at the right spot, and that's what I think. That's why the interception happened, where Wentz threw it to the guy who's on the ground.
You guys
cut that route.
Let me ask you both questions, because Nicky, go first. When you look at young players and you're judging young players, like when I look at Sanders, like, he didn't show me enough raw skills. And Arthega Whiteside didn't show me enough raw skills either.
Yeah, neither of them flashed.
Did you see any raw skills out of them?
Look, I know what you're saying. You made a good point about 2 hours ago that, like, you know, whether you game plan or not, if you take the reps or not, like, when a player's on the field, you know if he's going to be an outstanding player going forward or not. But I still, I like those guys. I like what I saw in them in game one, primarily Miles. And Arcega Whiteside, I think I like them. I think we're going to see a lot more. For some reason, we don't see our top two wide receivers. We're going to see a lot more next weekend. Seriously, I really do.
Yeah, I hope you're right. Now, I'm just questioning. You know, I'm not saying down the line that they're going to be bust. I'm not saying they're bust or anything like that. I'm just saying you could tell a lot just by if you see some flash. You know, great special players exhibit that. And I didn't see anything from either of those two.
Yeah, I saw tentativeness is what I saw.
I saw two plays that he could have made. Listen, it was tough sledding last night, so I'm not gonna kill Sanders for, you know, 10 carries, 28 yards. The two trouble spots, he was ISO'd on a safety, and he didn't get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Got to make a miss. One-on-one tackler? Come on, dude.
Yeah.
And then the other one, he had just a lane to the end zone, and he got caught. Like a great running back?
Yeah.
That's a touchdown.
You just plow your way right through.
And even Collins goes, it was kind, because he said, well, I forget who made the tackle, saved the touchdown, but real back
gets that in.
Yeah, you know, you're going.
Yeah. He seems like he's tentative to the hole. Like, he doesn't believe what he's seeing.
I mean, listen.
So he's stringing everything out.
He's a rook, so, I don't know. I don't want to be harsh.
Yeah.
Because, I like him, too. I want them to succeed. I wanted to see, I'm a little disappointed, and maybe I wanted to see a little more. It's harder for the receiver because he doesn't take reps with Carson.
Yeah.
But the running back,
Yeah, that's kept Paul Rumble.
Like, you know.
Yeah.
He bothered me more than I think it was.
Yeah, I agree. And you know how high I am on him, and I was very disappointed in him last night.
Yeah, and to Whiteside, his deal, I mean, like, that kid's got some, I mean, he's something he can do. He's got he's tall, he's that possession guy, he uses his body.
But there's some development there at the NFL level to learn how to do that.
Yeah.
How to use your body right.
Yeah.
You just don't come out of the womb at the NFL level at that position like you can at running back. No, that's why Sanders is more disappointing.
Yeah, man.
610-632-0975. It's the Midday Show. That there, Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez. And we're right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, we are here. It's football season, and it's getting into week three, and no matter how you did this week, it's all right. Wipe the slate clean. We got a new week. That's right, right after tonight. I don't know how you can take the Jets tonight, but, you know, that's an ugly game. Get on the action with the DraftKings Sportsbook. For a limited time, all users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. More on that in a second. DraftKings Sportsbook is America's top-rated sportsbook app. With the football season underway, they have great promotions running all month long. DraftKings running a special NFL insurance promo. Bet on a team to win if they score 24 points. Your bet is safe. DraftKings will credit back your wager if your team goes on to lose. Head to DraftKings.com/Fanatic. And for a limited time, all new and existing users get a deposit bonus of $500. Plus, new users sign up at DraftKings.com/Fanatic will get a risk-free bet up to $200. Don't forget, DraftKings.com/Fanatic for all new and existing users to claim your special offer. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Make it rain. Must be 21 or older. New Jersey only. Deposit bonus up to $50 instantly. Remainder requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. To see the site for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Gargano and Martinez Middays. The Fanatic. Fanatic Sports Update.
Injured birds. This Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Medford Ford. Medford Ford on Route 70 in Medford, New Jersey for over 35 years. South Jersey car and truck buyers have been making in Medford, and you can too. Just visit MedfordFord.com. Eagles fell to the Falcons last night, 24-20. Doug Peterson talked about managing the injuries in his press conference today.
Yeah, that's the chess match we got to find out in these next couple days. You know, we have a couple games here now, you know, in 11 or 12 days, so we'll make it work. I mean, that's just what we do. We find a way, we make it work, we coach the guys up there, going to play, and we go play.
Per John Clark, Tim Jernigan did break his foot, but it is a small crack. He will not require surgery. He'll miss a month or so. B. West checks in with Mike at 4, Ron Jaworski at 5:10. Phillies dropped their series to the Red Sox yesterday, falling 6-3. They have the day off today before heading on an 11-game road trip opening tomorrow night against the Braves in Atlanta. Brian Westbrook's show is tonight from 6-7 at PJ's in Cherry Hill. Flyers Islanders preseason action is right here on the Fanatic at 7 o'clock. Get KFC's new gooey mac and cheese bowl with crispy popcorn nuggets, now available in a $5 fill up with a cookie and drink. It's finger looking good. We know you're busy, so we made it even easier for you to hear any of our shows you missed. Go to 975thefanatic.com or download the Fanatic app for our daily best of show podcast. I'm Natalie Eganoff for 975 The Fanatic.
Gargano and Martinez. Uh-huh. Middays. 975 The Fanatic.
Mike's on radio.
Are you kidding me?
Mike's on TV.
Gotta put some lead in your pencil.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
Weekdays from 2 to 6 on NBC Sports Philadelphia.
And on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Are you looking for a school that trains you for a career in broadcast media? What if I told you there's one here in the Philadelphia area? No, it's not a college. It doesn't have lecture halls and books, nor does it teach you subjects you don't need. Just studios, and you're in them from day one with pros in the industry. You learn by doing. What if I told you this school will train you not only in broadcast media, but audio and video production, radio, television, and sports broadcasting? What if I told you that after graduation from this school, you wouldn't have the heavy student loan debt like some of your college friends? This school is family-owned with a 55-year history of success, and they teach you skills. Skills that get you jobs. Thousands have been placed. Traditional universities aren't for everyone. Maybe you've already been down that road and hit a dead end. It's never too late. Connecticut School of Broadcasting. You've heard our name before, but do you really know what we do? Come check us out at our Cherry Hill, New Jersey campus and see if we're the right fit for you. Check us out at GoCSB.com. That's GoCSB.com.
Hey, truck buyers, combine 0% financing for 60 months with no payments for 90 days and savings up to an incredible $11,000. Sounds too good to be true? Well, it's not. Not if you visit my friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Hi, Natalie here to tell you that TurnersvilleJeep.com is making amazing deals right now during Ram Power Days on new Ram trucks. Let me say it again. Combine 0% financing for 60 months with no payments for 90 days and savings up to $11,000. If you've ever considered a new Ram, now is the time to see my friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com for a better selection, better prices, and an all-around better buying experience. Drive a little, save a lot at TurnersvilleJeep.com on Route 42 in Turnersville, New Jersey. And be sure to tell them Natalie sent you.
0% for 60 months on select Ram trucks to qualify buyers through Chrysler Capital at 1667 for 1,000 finance. Offer valid to qualified buyers with approved credit. 2018 Ram 1500 Crew Cab MSRP $49,295. Selling price $38,295. Includes all rebates and incentives. Not all applicants may qualify. Offer ends 9/30/19.
The story of 19 Crimes Wine. History says approximately 162,000 men and women were transported from the United Kingdom to an island across the world for committing one of 19 crimes. They were the convicts turned colonists to help form and build Australia. 19 Crimes Wine is a tribute to these rogues. Hear their stories come to life on every bottle. Simply download the Living Wine Labels app and point your phone towards our labels. 19 Crimes Wine. Live infamously. Imported and bottled by TWE Imports, Napa, California. Please enjoy responsibly.
Hey, it's Mike Fisinelli here for Landis Block and Concrete. You know, there's nothing like having a beautiful backyard. You go outside, you light up a nice cigar, maybe a glass of wine. Friends come over before the game, or you're cooking on the outdoor kitchen. Turn your backyard into your personal paradise. Landis Block is my resource center for all outdoor living. You just need imagination, space, and budget. Check out the photo gallery at LandisBC.com. That's LandisBC.com. Landis Block, jaw-dropping outdoor paradise.
NJBettingGuruNew.com, N-E-W New. Let's get this money together with the guru. Let's get it.
Hey, it's Jason Martinez. I got to tell you about, I was here the other night. Again, I can't stop going. It's Carlino's in Westchester. Two great locations. Another one in Ardmore. And we go there all the time. And I can vouch for all their unreal selection of artisan foods. They're simply the best. And today, they're in their third generation of ownership. And Carlino's, what they do is they continue the tradition of old world techniques as makers and purveyors of hand-roasted meats, artisan cheeses, handmade desserts. How about signature pastas and sauces, house-baked bread, prepared gourmet takeaway foods, and a ton more. Now, my wife and I, yeah, we were in there the other night. We're going to be in there again, I'm sure, this week. We always go on a regular basis. And there's always something new and delicious to try. So stop in for a delicious lunch or pick up dinner. And don't forget, they're great for catering game days as well. Now, famous authentic tomato pie, hoagies, fresh-made rolls, herb-roasted wings, stromboli pizza, homemade dips and spreads, meat and cheese platters, and so much more. They got it all. So visit either of their two store locations. Great one in Westchester right on Market Street, and another great one in Ardmore. Or you can check them out online. Go to carlinosmarket.com. Again, that's carlinosmarket.com.
Sports Talk from Marlton and all of Burlington County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
1 o'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud and Philly strong for over 49 years. To find out more, visit injurylawyer.com.
All right, stay tuned. Don't forget, top of the hour, Mikey Miss, Tyrone, Natalie. So you don't want to miss the show. See what everybody's thinking. See what Mikey Miss has to say.
Breaking down a loss, man. I was hoping that wouldn't be the case, Ant.
It was a great game, man. Mm-hmm. It was a great game.
Yeah, well, and we'll continue to mine for more details on these injuries.
It was, if you're a football fan, like, put that aside. Like, if you're watching around the country, because the first day, I mean, it was ugly, but then it just started to get, it was raw, man. It was action-packed. Yeah. It was hard-hitting. It was pressure, all kinds of pressure on both sides.
Yeah, well, it was almost a little bit of a throwback football game, like body bag game almost last night.
Almost.
So incredibly physical. By the way, coming up tonight, you got the Pro Show with Brian Westbrook. B West. You can come out and catch the Fanatic Pro Show with Brian Westbrook tonight from 6 to 7. At PJ's in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, the Pro Show is presented by 19 Crimes Wine and the Tile Shop, where the pros go for exclusive savings, referral rewards, and job site delivery. Let's go back to the phones, Ant. Let's go to Steve and Marlboro in the Fanatic. What's up, Stevie?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, buddy. What's up?
I'm sorry if I'm a little nervous. I don't really call in, but I love your show.
Thanks.
I wanted to call in about that that Carson giving up his, giving up the play. I have a simple question with this because maybe, I don't know, maybe you guys already talked about it. But if he gave up the play, then why wasn't there a penalty called for the guys who hit him?
Still in the flow of the play. So, like, it wasn't a late hit. You know what I mean?
If he surrendered himself, if he took a knee, for example, and somebody came over and slapped him, even in the flow of the game, it would be a roughing the quarterback or a late hit call. Here, they didn't call anything, and it moved forward. And the other thing I want to talk about
That's so frustrating because it's a new rule, but like everybody said, nobody likes the rule because it goes without saying, if you're diving in at the goal line,
you're not giving up.
Right. Everybody knows that. Like that's the idiocy of the rule.
Imagine when Mike Vick played. Mike Vick would dive in the end zone like that all the time.
All the time. And the other thing, you guys kind of stole my thunder. With regards to the Cowboys' schedule coming up, it's ridiculous. We might be facing a 7-0 team because they've just, they've been playing Dolphins, the Drew Brees-less Saints.
Yep.
And then who else they got? They got Green Bay, but they get them at home.
Yep.
Right? I mean, it's like...
Yeah, then they get the Jets on the road. Yeah, and then they come to... or they get the Eagles at home before their bye week.
Right. And it's like, wow, the people who made this schedule... It worked
out. You can't. We can't.
No, I know. I'm just putting it out there.
I feel you, brother.
No, you're right, though. I mean, you look at their schedule.
Good call, man. Thanks, bro.
Yeah, I mean, they're 2-0. They scored 35 and 31
points. Give me their point. Give me their schedule.
Okay, so they have Miami this week at home.
Right.
They're a 21-point favorite. I think it's a pretty safe bet that they're going to win the game at least outright.
All right.
Then they go on the road and Sunday Night Football against the Saints, but without Drew Brees.
Yeah, that's big. It's big that they get the Saints without Brees.
Yep, you get Bridgewater. And then the following week, October 6th, they have Green Bay at home at 4:25. It'll be your Fox game of the week. Then you go on the road to take on the Jets, Jets, probably still without Darnold.
Wow.
Right? And then they're at home against the Eagles.
Wow.
So leading into that Eagles game, they could be 6-0.
Yeah.
Then they come out of the bye. They get the Giants on the road. Then Minnesota at home.
Wow.
Then they go to Detroit.
Wow.
But this is where it gets a little tougher. Then they go to New England.
Okay.
On the 24th of November. Then they got at home against Buffalo, but in Chicago after that. At home against the Rams. In Philadelphia. And then they end up in Washington. Boy, their schedule does not look difficult.
Mm-mm.
There might be 3 losses on that schedule. And that's it.
It's like everything else, though. It looks like 3 now, but it'll be 4 or 5.
I don't know if they can play really good at home with the advantages. Really the toughest road game is obviously New England, but I mean, where's the other tough road game? Because New Orleans doesn't have Breeze now.
Yeah, no.
Well, Eagles, but
no. Listen, it's certainly they have it in their favor.
Yeah, gonna need a team like Minnesota to beat them at home. In Dallas. That's
Minnesota
Sunday night
should have beat
too.
Green Bay yesterday.
Yeah. Not in my mind. TJ in South Tried to pack. TJ in South Jersey's on the Fanatic. What's up, T?
What's up, guys?
Hey, where's Kilroy today?
What's up, brother?
So, I'm not sure if you guys remember, but my brother and my dad are the Cowboys fan.
Oh, yeah, TJ. Yes.
Yeah, you broke away, man.
Guys, I know. I've been listening, just haven't been calling in. But, guys, I can't even express my disappointment today and last night. All I got last night after the game were Facebook tags and messages from my brother and phone calls from my dad talking trash and how the Cowboys going to the Super Bowl, Dak's going to win the MVP.
Your father just sounds like the biggest crumb. I'm sorry. Like, what's funny? I don't know. Like, I look at my two boys. Like, I don't think I could call them up and bust their balls about, that sounds terrible.
It is pretty bad, guys.
Yeah. Like, you're kicking an autograph by Dak. You're going to be doing that.
I mean, when the ball went through Aguilar's hands
and he was wide open, easy touchdown. I literally threw my phone. I was texting somebody. I threw my phone in the air. I was like, touchdown. I was like, we won. And then he dropped it. Guys, I can't express my disappointment. I know we're better than this, and I know we went through a lot, injury-wise in this game. But I just, I just had to give you guys, the call and vent.
Yeah.
I get it.
All right, T, I'm not here to tell you how to live, but do yourself a favor during Eagles season until the Eagles beat the Cowboys down in Dallas on week 7. Block your old man's number.
I was thinking about that.
Put him on the pay no mind list.
But I was thinking about blocking both of them.
Yeah, you should.
You should. You'll still be clear for Thanksgiving. You'll be good to go. But in the meantime, you block them.
Here the other problem is, too, is you know that your brother is your father's favorite, too.
Oh, right? They share the bond.
You know, like that sucks.
Bond, you're right.
Like, one of the messages he sent me was, you should have followed me in your dad's footsteps. And I was like, you know what? Screw you, bro.
Yeah, good for you, brother.
I'll tell you, you are resolute, TJ. We got to hook you up with something.
Yeah. At some point, we're going to give you something. Just got to figure out what it is. Yeah.
Something, something worth your while for the sacrifices that you're making to do the right thing.
It's tough.
You know, it's not easy. It's going against the family.
Well, that family. It's like the Adams family.
610-632-0975. Coming up the top of the hour, good old Mikey Miss will be around. We can't wait to hear his thoughts on the game. I'm sure he's not happy with Miles Sanders either, by the way, and that running performance. Stringing everything out. Come on, man. This is the NFL, man.
Your Penn State squad struggled a little bit.
Yeah, they scraped by 17-10.
I was all pitted up.
I wasn't happy to see it, but so we'll get to Mikey Miss at the top of the hour. It is the midday show. We got a couple open lines. You want to grab and squeeze a couple calls in before we get out of here? We can certainly do that at 610-632-0975. This is the Midday Show. That's Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez. We're right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Let me tell you about my friends at the Rothenberg Law Firm. Now, at the Rothenberg Law Firm, you know, and we talk about our sports teams and the fans and, you know, get all into it and the players and their stats. And every sports fan knows how important stats are. They measure success in figuring out what's working and what's not working sometimes. When I saw the stats at the Rothenberg Law Firm, yeah, I was blown away. And they're now in his firm. They've been winning here in Philly for years, but it's even bigger than that. So check out these stats. Did you know that they've been winning for injured people for nearly 50 years? Did you know they've helped thousands and thousands of people with all kinds of injury cases? Did you know that they've won billions of dollars for injured people? That's billions with a B. Now, you don't have to be a manager of a team to know that these guys are winners. The stats say it all. So if you're injured and you want to win, call the Rothenberg Law Firm. I know this to be true. They're not going to stop until they win for you. So here's the phone number. 1-800-624-8888. That's 1-800-624-8888, or you can visit their website at injurylawyer.com. Again, the website, injurylawyer.com.
Gargano and Martinez Middays. It's 97.5 The Fanatic.
Quarter of... as we hang out. Oh, it's going to be a long week.
Yeah.
You know what sucks, kind of? It's a long week. We're going to be sweating out injuries. And then you got to worry about... then you get the Lions. So the Lions, like, you know... the Lions are kind of... ew.
They got a nick.
And then the next one is the Packers.
Thursday night short week.
Oh, the Packers.
Yeah, you're going to have a couple of games in a tight window.
Yeah, man.
The line on the game. Did you see this line for the Eagles game against the Detroit? Eagles, a 7-point choice.
Are they really?
Floated to 7.5 at some books. But yeah, touchdown favorite at home.
Oh, I mean, they should win that early. Now, but here's the question, though. You know, we all thought that they would lose one of those games. Atlanta or Green Bay.
Yeah.
If they lose two.
You're 2-2 after four?
What's that say?
Getting a little...
well, do you remember the question I asked? Actually, Andrew, Junis, do you remember the question? It was, I think Jace was off, and it was me, you, and I.
Yep.
And I brought up, how would you feel if they're 2-2 after the four? You remember me saying... use the 2-2 as a possibility.
Yeah, and we talked about it in regards to Carson Wentz as well and whether or not he's still going to be rusty at that point. And I said we would be upset if it was 2-2.
Yeah, I feel like I have a rash.
At 2-2?
2-2. I'm going to need a little calamine lotion.
Well, especially with the Cowboys being 4-0.
Which is definitely possible. But I was with you. I thought one of these two games you lose, whether it's Packers, Falcons.
Yeah, 3-1 is the logical first at the first.
And I thought the loss would be the Packers game. And they already got that L.
Yeah, see, I like I was saying all last week, I was feeling like this was a tough game to handicap, this Atlanta game. I got to see where the Packers are at that time. They're 2-0 now. Like, they eked by Chicago 10-3. It wasn't a great game. It was the kickoff of the season. But then this week, they put up some points. They let Minnesota back in the game. But I just don't like the fact that it's there on a short week.
See, the problem, the real problem that you have is exactly what you just said. The short week dealing with Rodgers and a secondary that's vulnerable.
Yeah.
Because, like, the Eagles are the worst matchup for are the best matchup for Rodgers because that secondary, he can pick apart and it's hard to blitz him because he's so mobile.
Yeah, and he's savvy.
And he buys time. Like, he's not a guy like Matt Ryan. You want to go man zero and throw out all the stuff at him. Rodgers, you don't want to do that.
What you're hoping for is a Rodgers LaFleur meltdown.
Correct.
And they already got into it this weekend. You saw that happen, right?
Yes.
And he's going over there and he's just giving LaFleur the business.
Yeah.
LaFleur was just kind of like, he was taking it.
Yep.
But that's not a good sign. And they're two games into their tenure together.
Oh, yeah.
And
they were already a part of that.
Yeah. Well, LaFleur's trying to be like, territorial as soon as he got the job.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, you guys.
Which I never understood.
Yeah, you better back off. Aaron Rodgers got more hand than you.
You know what happened with McCarthy? Like, why are you?
Well, that bonehead's up there getting massages during team meetings. It's McCarthy. Stones on that dude. Michael and Trenton's on the Fanatic. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing today, man? Tough loss yesterday.
Yeah, man.
I'm a big fan of the show, but before I got to that, Dallas and Eagles, I think, had the same schedule, basically. I think everybody in the division do.
Well, right, you're playing the same teams, but where you're playing them is different. And again, New Orleans, you get them without Breeze now.
Oh, true, right. And I've been calling, for the last 3 years, and I've been saying that the Dallas Cowboys will go 16-0. Dak Prescott better than Carson Wentz.
That's Tyrone. You didn't need to hang up on him.
No, screw him. I'm dealing with that today. That clown.
Who cares?
See, calling her a fake name. You can't go fake name.
It's Tyrone the Cowboy fan.
Yeah. See, I got no time for these people. You know, like in cartoons where the guy whips out, like out of his loincloth, a big billy club? It's like huge. Like there's no way it would fit and discreetly. But he pulls it out and he's got this huge club, like, and he clubs the other cartoon character.
All right.
That's like the dude from Ty from Camden.
Really?
Got one of them big clubs and beat him up.
All right.
Like in a cartoon.
Yeah, I mean, listen, 2-0, they're going to first place.
I'll get chesty already.
I'll bring it up tomorrow because I woke up to one. A rat.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. I'm taking off tomorrow.
Mario. A rat.
Oh, jeez. They're the worst. All right. Mikey Miss is up next. 2:00. Our handoff is brought to you by Philadelphia Hand to Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more info, visit their website, handtoshouldercenter.com. We'll be back tomorrow with Midday Show. Mikey Miss is up next right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Have a great day, everybody.